Tuesday, May 6, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Bharti Airtel, India's top mobile phone firm, has bid for 51% of South African telecommunications group MTN, valuing the firm at $37 billion, the Financial Times reported on Tuesday. The newspaper quoted unnamed insiders as saying that Bharti had tabled a bid for MTN at 165 rand a share and had secured $12 billion from banks to finance the deal, which would make Bharti a top player in emerging market telecoms. MTN said in a statement issued on Monday that it was in talks with Bharti. It described the talks as exploratory in nature and advised shareholders to exercise caution. State-owned power producer Eskom has suspended new demand-side management, or DSM, projects because of cash flow issues stemming from soaring coal and diesel prices, but it is confident that it would begin signing new projects on again in June, an official said on Monday. While it would only get a decision on its proposed 53% tariff hike from the regulator on June 6, the utility was hoping that internal cost-cutting measures would improve its cash flow position before that time, DSM manager Monkwe Mpiya stated. Under its DSM program, Eskom was hoping to trim 3,000 megawatts of South Africa's power consumption by 2012 and 8,000 megawatts by 2025, which Mpiya said he was confident it would achieve. Gold-producing major AngloGold Ashanti on Tuesday reported a more than five-fold increase in adjusted headline earnings for the first quarter of 2008 to $105 million, compared with $18 million in the previous quarter. This was despite significantly lower production. The company reported a 12% decrease in production from 1.37 million ounces in the December quarter to 1.2 million ounces for the quarter reported. AngloGold Ashanti cited power shortages in South Africa, as well as the year-end holiday breaks, as reasons for the lower output. There were also lower production volumes at the Sunrise Dam operations, as well as at Cerro Vanguardia. The output was, however, still higher than the guidance given by the miner in February. Also making headlines, PPC says cement is not driving up building costs. South African house prices fall as rates and debt weigh on consumers. South Africa considers ways to curb the impact of food price rise. Goldfields to resume South Deep mining on Thursday. Cash flush Goldcorp sees significant opportunities for growth. And Harmony says problems with locals won't delay Papua New Guinea project. In political news, Zimbabwe election body to decide poll date soon. Egypt ruling party proposes higher fuel prices. South African Scorpions boss to join World Bank. And Gordon Brown to host UN Business Summit on Poverty. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.